It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 31-year veteran with Keller Williams located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show once more, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Last couple of weeks, we've been talking about selling your home and the conditions for selling your home. And, you know, what if I want to put my home on the market? I want to get it sold. And, you know, obviously I want the highest price, but I've got to do the right thing.
Sure.
What are some of the parameters that I need to think of as a homeowner in order to get this thing sold?
You know, Steve, think of this as a beauty contest.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're in a beauty contest. And what you're looking at is statistically in our area right now, 17% of the homes sell each month. So that means 83% aren't selling.
Okay.
All right. So you need to be really pretty.
You want to be in the top 20?
You want to be in the top 20. That, yeah. And it goes back to that old 80-20 rule.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Oh,
so
okay.
You want to be in the top 20%.
Okay.
So what I like to say in reality is you want to be in the top third in condition of all the other homes that are on the market and the bottom third in your pricing.
That's some formula.
So that's the formula I like to use.
Top one third in condition.
Right.
How do you even measure condition?
Well, you're only going to compare it against the homes that are on the market right now in your area.
Well,
you can't compare it against every home in the city, but within your...
No, but what is it specifically, condition? Let me ask a question. So are we talking about homes that need to be updated? Is that a condition? Or are we talking about homes that, you know, have holes in the walls and ripped up carpet or orange carpet?
Sure. Well, it can be both, actually. So talking about overall condition, right now, what the buyers are really excited about is homes updated.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, they go crazy for the updated homes.
Yeah.
They'll pay extra.
They don't want to update the homes themselves.
Nor do they want to go through the pain
of
the update,
yeah.
The cost of the update, because there's always hidden...
Yeah, it's uncertain.
There's so many uncertainties. There's another buyer that wants to do that. But for the most part, I'm talking about the majority. The majority of people would much prefer to buy a house already ready to go. So the question I believe you're asking me is this. So then if a seller wants to get the highest amount of money, does it make sense for him to, say, for example, put in a new kitchen?
Yeah. Well, that's a big one.
Okay.
So you put in a new kitchen to sell your house?
Right. No.
I don't think so.
Right. Because according to Remodel Magazine,
you
get a 62% return.
Yeah, so you're not going to do that.
So you're not going to do that. Because you have condition and price, two variables, you can always match the price to the condition.
Okay. All right. So
or
fair
you
enough.
Can bring the condition up to the price. Okay. So either way, you have those two variables you have to move up and down with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as condition, you can win the beauty contest just by having it be clean.
Okay.
Cleanliness,
all right.
Uncluttedness. It depends on what you're competing against. You have to take a look at it and take that into consideration. If all the houses you're competing with are brand new kitchens and brand new baths and you're not, well, guess what? You're not going to put all that money into it to bring it to there. You're going to have to just adjust your price.
Right. Can't you just pay off the judges and be done with it?
Exactly.
Okay, so I get it. I get this, like, an algorithm it's like a seesaw between condition and price.
Correct.
If you've got the good condition, you still want to be in the bottom third. But maybe you can be in the top quadrant of the bottom third if it shows extremely well.
And this is to get your home sold.
Sold, yeah.
Get it sold in the normal timeline. Wow. And time is not your friend, by the way.
No.
So when you put your home up for sale, and if you're a seller, you know what? I'm in no hurry.
Yeah.
If you're not in a hurry, then don't put the house on the market. You want to put your house on the market when you want to get it sold within the 90 days.
Yeah.
Because then...
Does it get stale?
It gets stale.
Mm. Yeah.
So you want to price it to sell.
I just thought of something. So last week we were talking about home prices rising, I think at an annual rate last year of 6.9%.
Right.
On average, right? So if I wanted to wait past the 90 days, why couldn't I price my house higher and let the market come to me?
Because one thing that we do know from our numbers, from all the leading indicators, we know that we will come into a recession. We have been in this rising market since 2011, a very, very long time.
Yeah.
It is coming. We just don't know. I believe we've already peaked. According to the National Association of Realtors, we peaked in 2018. So if we're not rising, then what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're declining.
Yeah.
And we already have indicators indicating days of market increasing.
You know, it's the same thing in an investing period. And basically the idea is the future is unknowable.
Right.
You know, you may get direction up or down, but you won't get time.
Right.
Or you may get time, but you're not going to get the direction right. It's one or the other. So the best thing to do is to not guess and bet your nest egg on either of those. Stay in the present.
Right. Exactly. So think of it this way. So if you know that you can get $500,000 for your house right now, and you know that the direction is going to go down, we don't know exactly when and how long it's going to take. The question is, how long is it going to take for it to go down and then come back up to be where you where you are right now?
Right. And it's not like the stock market, which can do that like in 3 hours.
Right. Not the housing market.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah. But housing prices can go down quite a bit, as we have learned.
Yes, right? They can.
So people think, oh, housing is kind of safe and it's stable. Well, that's really a fake out, because your house is not listed in the paper. The paper, look how old I am. What is the newspaper? Your house is not listed second by second and its value. Oh, it's up 3 points, it's up 3,000, it's down 2,000. But it is subject to market economic conditions, some of which can be extreme.
Correct.
And housing will reflect those extremes.
And do you realize that since I think there's been five recessions since like 1981. I might be wrong on my years, but the last five recessions, three of the five, housing pricing actually still appreciated.
Yes.
The rate of appreciation was just less than what it was.
Yeah.
So the big one, the big down in 2006, we were down 20%.
Yeah.
But everything else, they were above.
Yeah.
They were appreciating.
Well, also, that was an incredibly bifurcated market because so many homes were foreclosed and in trouble. So.
Exactly.
My guest, as always, is Terry Story, a 31-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.